Good morning, and we are here. Give us a moment.
Good morning.
We know that you are right on top of it. This is the pinnacle point. And it is interesting to us here on the East Coast, the sun has not risen yet. So you can imagine just below the horizon, the alignment is occurring with your sun and your earth. But it is really where the sun is moving now. So imagine that the sun is finally beginning to cross the plane of the galactics, of the galaxy. And you have been getting close to it, but now you are seeing that place finally being reached. And for those of you who have been on long trips, you have this feeling when you finally see a landmark that says, oh, we have arrived. This is that landmark. And so, everyone be comfortable for a moment and remember to breathe, because it is your breathing, and particularly we want to instruct those who may not know, you breathe through your nostrils, but you, as you breathe, you draw energy through the top of your head. And so this particular day, we want you to really begin to think about your dolphin breathing. We want you to think about your dolphin breathing, how the dolphins made sure that their breathing was right on the top of their head, even though they have nostrils. Understand? And so imagine yourself sitting here, wherever you are, comfort, but also in ceremony, so you're not relaxing on the couch. We are having fun. This is the other side of the nanosecond. And those who have been listening to our work over the years know that we have spoken of the 20-year nanosecond, 20-whatever years, and you are now at the other end of it. The nanosecond has nanosecond. Understand? And those of you who have been waiting, think about it. How quick, really, this time has gone by. Many things have occurred. You have been on trips. You have moved here and there. You've had new jobs. You've had new friends. You've done many things. But all of that is now in the past. But is it really? One of the things we want you all to understand moving forward is that time has changed today. And it will take some experiencing the change before you begin to recognize it. But it will be seen as a collapse of the past, the future, and the now. You will be able to know the future. You will be able to recall the past as if it happened just moments ago. You will begin to even, dare we say it, change the past and have it affect the future now. Now that part of it comes much later, after we would say 2015. But you will begin to see it occurring as you remember the past and what is the word we are looking for? Repent it, or not the right word, is more religious, but we are saying, you know, make it better. Imagine it better. Imagine it as you would now have done it today. Would you have said something different? Would you have been more kind? Would you have been less kind? Would you have run instead of stay? Would you have stayed instead of run? Whatever it is, see yourself now being able to seed the past to sort of correct the now. And it doesn't mean the now will all of a sudden change. Oh, I decided I didn't do that. I'm now at that other job. It doesn't quite work like that. But what you will see is that the pain and the karmic drudgery begins to lighten as you allow those timelines more freedom to expand in a positive manner. Understand? So it is as if you can go back and correct many things, but those timelines get to be correct in themselves. The now will stay as you want it to stay. And this will all make much more sense as you begin to understand that time is simultaneous, that time is flexible and fluid. Time is very much like the dimension of space. It has an up, a down, a left, a right, a forward, and a backward. And you will begin to see that there is not just one timeline. So you will begin to bleed through into these other timelines. You will remember working somewhere that you're not working now. You remember doing something you never did. You remember Thanksgivings you never had. But it will happen more naturally because you're being expanded at this time. One of the things, and we want you all to think about this, we're going to go on an energy exercise in a moment. And we know that, oh, wait a minute, this is the big moment piece, shouldn't we be doing it now? We want to prepare you a little bit. The moment is occurring, you are in it now. But we think it would be better to sort of begin to expand your consciousness as you move forward. It is kind of like someone leading you into a room with a blindfold and telling you what's in front of you a little bit so that you don't trip over it. That is how we see our role here. So, we will begin the energy exercise now. And for those of you who are familiar with us, get comfortable. Plant your feet on the ground. And we will take you on a meditation, a guided meditation. We call them energy exercises. First, remember to breathe. We want you to do four deep breaths. And we want you to breathe in through your nose. Remember to bring it through the top of your head. And then out your mouth with some noise. We want to hear kind of a... Understand? So... You're opening up pathways, so if you get a little bit of coughing in, and that is fine. If you need a fifth or even a sixth breath, it is okay as well. We wait a few moments for others to catch up. Now we want you to take your hands and put them in front of you and rub them together as if you are warming them up. And do it for a while until it gets rather warm. And then separate them about maybe 3-4 inches apart. And feel the ball of energy that is between your fingers now, between your hand and your palms. And sitting with your spine very straight. And make your spine straight for a moment. And begin to see two spiraling vortexes that begin at your solar plexus. So in the middle of your belly is the center point of two little tornadoes, one going down into the earth and one going up into the sky. But the point is at your belly. So see that. See these two cones of energy moving, one into the earth, deep, deep, deep into the earth. And the other spiraling up into the upper atmosphere. And then we will go from there in a moment. But see those two and just see yourself sitting there in these spiraling energies. And see that the center of your body, your solar plexus, your stomach, for those who are not aware of it, is beginning to get very, very, very warm and bright. So just see it for a moment and remember to breathe. If you still have your hands together, hands apart, that is good. The full force of the Milky Way galaxy, the center of your Milky Way galaxy is now in play, is now engaged. For those of you who are familiar with electric wiring, you've just upgraded. You have a higher service level now. Into your physical body. Or see all the circuit breakers being in your... Imagine circuit breakers needing to be replaced because they can no longer hold the energies that are now available. So see the old circuit breakers being removed and new, bigger, more energy available circuitry being installed. Imagine there are workers around you, as if you are sitting here and you are a construct. You are like a building, and there are workers around you right now, pulling out parts, saying, okay, this part too small, this light bulb can't handle it, this brain needs some upgrading. see these pots, see men in white coats and women in white jackets and such, like you are in a lab. See them working around you. Or for those of you who are more into the fairy realm, see fairies and elves working around you. And those of you who have other ideas of the non-physical realm, see them as well. Whoever. Maybe they are Native Americans that are standing around you, moving parts in and out. But see them upgrading your physical body. And also see them upgrading your energetic body, the body that is around the physical. See that being upgraded. And see if you can feel it, because ideally you can feel these non-physicals now beginning to work on you, saying, yep, this part got to go, whoop, this part can get replaced, whoop, new teeth, new gums, new whatever, new fingernails, new skin, new auric fields, upgrades. Just see them now. And see the energy as these parts get in, put in. See yourself glowing and expanding into a much more energetic being. We will take a moment now just to sort of tone and let them do their work. And you can join with us, or you can just listen. Now you are prepared for the journey. Your physical body has been upgraded and you are now feeling energized. And so we will continue. You are now going to follow consciousness. We're going to follow it to the galactic center. Many have been on this journey before. It will be different this time. For one thing, you will ride on a light beam. You will be able to actually climb onto a light beam as if it is a train at a train station. So see yourself right now bathed in a beam of light coming from the upper atmosphere. Even the sun, although the sun has not risen yet, there's this beam of light that is shooting from the upper atmosphere through your body as if a shaft of light coming through a cloud. See it for a moment. And now see it as little particles of light, as if they are individuals. You can slow them down. And so it is like you're being rained on by this light. And now notice that there is another light coming from the Earth center going up. And it is on the inside of it. It is the outer, there's this outer tube of light, and there's this inner tube, inner coaxial, for those who are electrically inclined. There's a coaxial energy in the middle, going the other way, and see those drops rising into the, so you are going to get on one of those, and so pick one, doesn't matter, you can see one going by, see yourself grabbing onto it as if it is a comet, but you are large enough to grab onto it, and it does not harm you, it is very comforting, in other words, it feels very natural to put your consciousness on a light beam. And now we will follow it. And it's moving slowly at first, because there's a lot of headway. Imagine it like a salmon going upstream. The stream is flowing in the other direction. It is not easy for the salmon to go up. But once he catches that vortex in the middle, then it pulls him up. So you're not struggling. You are finding that place where all of a sudden you begin to lift. And so all of a sudden that light beam finds that spot, kind of like a salmon seeking out its place in the waterfall, and then whoop, There you go. Now you are picking up speed. And you move very quickly to the upper atmosphere. And you can even glance over your shoulder and see the Earth underneath you, the big blue ball. And you can even notice that the sunrise is now available. You can see it. And now see yourself moving towards the sun. See yourself spiraling into the sun and just going right through the chronosphere and all of the surface right into the sun, where there's a great blue light. It's very well lit with this blue, deep blue light as you move in. But then you notice that you ricochet out of here and head into a spiraling. It's not direct. It's a spiraled arm of energy. So you are following the energies that are spiraling from the galactic center. And so see yourself spiraling out along that arm into the galactic center. And you are moving past fellow travelers, others who are also taking this journey. You can see them on light beams as well. And then you are also traveling past other star systems. There are many on this arm of the galactic of your galaxy, and you are seeing them for the first time go past you, star system after star system, as you whip past them, as you are sort of ricocheting your way and using them as a form of slingshotting. They are assisting you to move more and more quickly to the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So see that. See them now picking up speed. Those of you who have seen Star Trek, Star Wars, when they go to light speed, see these stars now begin to be streaks as they go past you. And you are picking up speed. And now you can see that you are heading into the middle of the Milky Way galaxy. And in the middle of the Milky Way galaxy, you are seeing a yin-yang energy that is this spiraling energy, like a tornado, like a vortex, and you are moving into it very quickly. And just see yourself traveling and picking up more energy, more speed, and just sort of going right into it. And now we will let your own imagination fill in some of the gaps here, because this is where you begin to put together the story that you have been denying yourselves or has been lost to you. So we will take a moment. You have reached this place, and you are spiraling in. You have all of these others that are around you also spiraling in as well. And we will give you a moment to sort of think about that. And we want you to meditate on it. We are talking a lot, but much of this has to go on within your own consciousness. And so we will give you a moment. We will say maybe a minute or so. So we will be quiet. But see yourself. You've been through this. Your body is sitting here on Earth. You've opened it up. It's been recalibrated and refitted. And now you are following your consciousness, spiraling into the Milky Way galaxy. And so we will stop for a moment. Remember to breathe. We'll give you just a few more moments. We will continue now. And so see yourself bathed in the light that is in the middle of the Milky Way galaxy. See yourself as if you are in the middle of a flood lamp of light. So much light you cannot see. It's just light. But your consciousness can see. Your ability to see beyond your eyes tell you that you are in a place with lots of energies around you. We want you to feel that someone is putting in your hand a rope, a string, a vine, whatever metaphor works for you. Because you are going to return to where you are now with that rope, that vine, that string in your hand. And so see it like a long vine, a long string that you can now begin to return with. So find yourself seeking out a light beam going in the other direction. There's a lot of them today. There's big ones, there's little ones. Find one that feels comfortable to you. And with this cord in your hand, get on that light beam and follow the stream back through the arm of the galaxy that you were on earlier, whipping past all of those stars again. But now you have this cord that you are holding. You have this vine, this rope, whatever you are, wire, whatever you wish to imagine it as. But it is, you are holding it in your hand, and you are taking it with you. And it is unraveling at the other side. As fast as you can move, it is giving you more and more and more. It is endless in its ability to follow you to the outer reaches of the Milky Way galaxy rim that you are at. So now see yourself spiraling into the sun, and see yourself now ricocheting off that. You go back into the sun, into that blue area. You go to that central core. You ricochet off of it, and you move now towards the Earth, and you find yourself moving into the upper atmosphere, moving down that shaft of light that is coming in through the top of your head, and just see yourself moving into your body with that rope. But see yourself even going further now. You are burying it deep. You are going past your solar plexus. Now you are following the earth energies into the earth. And so you are bringing that cord with you down, 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 deep into the earth, past the crystals that are in the center of the earth, into that very, very, very dense center. See yourself moving, moving, moving deeper and deeper. And then once you get there, planting it or tying it down or whatever metaphor works for you. See yourself soldering it in or whatever. And see yourself planting this rope that reaches all the way back to the Milky Way galaxy through your physical body. Very good. Now, leave that rope there and follow it as if you are Jack and the Beanstalk. Back to your solar plexus. From your solar plexus, move into your energy, move into your energy field and into your consciousness here on Earth. And you can feel yourself now returning. But now you are plugged in a way that you have not been. We have worked with you on this before, but you have never had this kind of opportunity. And this will stay this way even as this alignment moves past this point. You use the opportunity when it was there to make this connection so that it will be with you going forward. And now we will talk a little bit more about what you might expect on this side of the nanosecond. It has been said many times the Mayans stopped their calendar because time didn't make much sense after that point in time, after the calendar ran out. We would concur with that. You are going to see time become much more fluid. It has been rigid. It has been one direction. It has been clocked to you by watches and such. We want you to also imagine you don't need clocks and watches as much anymore. These constructs limit your concept of time. Calendars, things of this sort. The calendar that you have had up till now, the Gregorian calendar, was built to prevent you from knowing, from feeling and seeing the patterns of time. It was built to break that connection. And so, see if you can seek out calendars that are more in tune with the cycles. Moon calendar. Calendar that follows the cycles of the moon would be a very good one. But either way, see yourself breaking free of the rigid 24-hour clock, 365-day crazy month calendar. See yourself moving into a place where time is for you to decide. Do you have plenty of time, or do you want more time? If you want more time, see yourself getting it. If you want something to hurry up and get here, see it hurrying up and getting here. See yourself being able to turn time backwards. Imagine yourself getting younger. Those of you who are already still pretty young, you can get older. But those who are of ages and would like to see themselves return to some previous age, see the clock on your body not paying attention anymore. But also see how things are going to begin to come to you. Because when you ask, hey, I want to be younger, then the universe is going to respond. It's going to respond with the tools to help you achieve that. Whether it is devices, whether it is lifestyle changes, whether it is food changes, whatever. See those things as the answers to your questions and become conscious that you have asked for something and something is being returned to you. Because it will, if you can begin to see your questions being answered in this fashion, you will then really begin to understand how you are affecting your reality. But if you are unconscious of it, then you will not see it and you will miss the boat. And none of you are here to miss the boat. So ask for what you are looking for and expect it. That's the other thing we want you to begin to really start to doing, is stop doubting that it will come. Start expecting it. I want to know the answers. I want to know what's going on. I want to know why things are happening. Why do these things happen? I want to know. And then see the answers begin to come. Because that is where you are now, where your consciousness is risen to a new level of awareness, and how your consciousness creates and affects the world that you see. And with that, we will depart. But this is the beginning of a new experience of life for everyone on this planet. And it will not come without some pain for those who have been very rigid. For those who will not let go of the past. For those who will not forgive the past. It will be very difficult. But for those who can look at someone else and say, you are part of me. I am part of you. You are not separate from me. You are not someone I am competing with and need to see lose so I win. If you can see the world around you and the people around you as reflections of yourself, then a certain level of ease will begin to descend upon you and become part and parcel of your being. Very good. With that, we will depart. It's been our pleasure.